Okay, Rabbosai. All right. Baruch Hashem. Shechianu v'kimonu v'gianu l'zman hazeh. The winter's one. All right, the winter's one. Official start of winter's one. All right, given that we started last week, but now we're starting again this week. Haschole noch haschole. Right, yeah. Zwei dinim in haschole. And we've been speaking, we'll speak again also on Thursday night. It's Sarahi the Yaakov. It's really not a posh time. Right? And for all the Jews, we're all inside. You have to chop this. Be'etzem, we're all in Sakana. Yeah, there's people that are more in Sakana, less in Sakana. The people on the front lines are more in Sakana. But all the Jews in Eretz Yisrael are in Sakana right now. So we're not sort of Sakana. Right? We don't know where this whole thing could lead to. And I'm not trying to be, you know, bombastic and apocalyptic and, you know, the end is nigh and all that nonsense, right? But the emes is that it's Etzarei Yaakov and it's Hemakim Sakana. Right? So the people in the front lines are Mamash and immediate Sakana. The people that are in some all the Tosh Eretz Yisrael, even the people in Yerushalayim, I've been talking to my friends and Chaverim in Yerushalayim. Betzem Yerushalayim, the Ikar Void is Noisa Ba'ol. That's what they're doing over there. Yeah, in Sachakol, they can carry on with their life, but it's also Sakana for them. You don't know what it would be, right? Yeah. And also, you have to know, the Yidden and the Goyle are also in Sakana. You see, already, got him shine, right? It's just, all it's doing is bringing out their true colors, yeah? Anachno, hen am levadad yishkon, ubagoyim lo yitchashav, right? We're always different. We're always separate from the rest of them, right? And the only thing that we have is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Anachnu maminim bnei maminim. We only have a Kadosh Baruch Hu and each other, and we only have a Kadosh Baruch Hu and each other, and all the Yidden who have to come together. And one of the avoiders, there's so much to think about and to speak about, but one of the avoiders for us is Torah Magen u'Matzrei, right? That the Torah protects us. Right, it brings Shechina into the world. It brings the Kadosh Baruch Hu into the world. We spoke about that a little bit on Thursday night. The Meila, we have to learn our smother, with Peshkida, and with the Mesiris Nefesh, and the Nesiris Ol, that's what we spoke about on Thursday night. The Torah has to be a Torah of Nesiris Ol. Right? The Torah has to be a Torah of Nesiris Ol. Right? Okay? And the Meila, we have to push ourselves, try and be Melab in the Sugiyas. Push our boundaries, really work hard. Hasmada in the Seder, right? Hasmada in the Seder. Make every minute count, because it does count. And Bezal Hashem will be zochah to be malab in the sugyas, and bevaita, and understand Bav Matzia, right? And Bezal Hashem will be zochah to yeshuot v'nechamot. Okay, says the Gemara, Tani Reb Chiya, Manali biyadcha v'hala oime, ein lecha biyad yiklum, v'aidem me'ilin asoy sheish v'chamishim zuz, this is the first din of Ruchia. This is the din of, this is the etzem din of Ruchia. Yeah? What's the etzem din of Ruchia? That in a case where someone claims, Reuven claims from Shimon 100 pounds. Shimon says, La yidvar moilam, la hadam. Right? Yeah. Right, just thinking of your bitter, yeah, anyway, fine. And then what happens, right? Adam come and say, Makitom Shimon, we know for a fact that you owe him 50. Right? So now, says Reb Chiya, he has to make a shvur on the Shah, he has to make a shvur on the other 50, that he doesn't owe the other 50. And says Reb Chiya, I'm learning that from a Kal V'Chaymer from Moedim Mixas. Shalotia Hadas Piv. But it should not be, it can't be, that the hadah of his mouth, that means moedim amikzas, is greater than hadas eidim mekavachoymen. He's a kavachoymen. If, when he admits from his own volition that he owes at least 50, the Torah obligates him a shura. Kavachoymen, when be'etzim he denied it and the eidim chaptim, right, that he owes 50, he should make a shura on the shah. Right? Yeah? That's the din of Reb Chiya. Yeah, that's the etzem din of Rukhiya. Okay, barul, right? Barul. Now, part two is v'tanatuna shnayim olzim v'tanizem ani matzatia v'harav hakiven the tafis anatzayid my tafis aydi day v'my tafis aydi dayhu v'ketani yishova. Okay, part two of Rukhiya is that I see, and I have a ride to this. This is, I'm telling you, a drosha, kal v'chomer, a svara. They're telling me that this must be the din. And I have a ride, I have a makor to this, a remes to this in the Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah is a makor to my shtickle Torah, because our Mishnah says, right, our Mishnah is my Mishnah's case. I say kula shili, which means that I'm denying that the other guy owes anything. And he says kula shili, he denies that I owe anything, right? So I'm saying kula shili, the other guy's saying la yudvarim ma'ilam, right? But look, I'm holding on to a thing and the basin say, no, Anan Sahadi, that Kaalani owns half, right? So it's like I've got Aiden going against his kula shili, right? And what is the din of the Mishnah? The din of the Mishnah, that he has to make a shmur that half of it is his, right? Yeah? Says Ruchia, our Mishnah is mamash in Lomdus, it's the same cases over here. One guy says kula shili, that means they're saying it's my talis. The other guy says kula shili, dahainu, lohan yudvarim ma'ilam. And hooray, the basin look at the situation. They see that I'm being toifes, right? I'm being toifes. Because I'm being toifes, Anan Sahadi, that I have half. It's like there's Adim saying that half is at least mine. So his kulashi has been chapped out by my tfisa, right? Yeah, on half. And what is the din of the Mishnah? It's to make a shvua on his half, right? Yeah? So that's mamash the case of Rav Chiya. So by the way, just revoice that, just in pshat. This is, we've had multiple pshatim in what the havana of the shvua of our Mishnah is. The first in on Beis Amud Beis, we saw that it's Alt Moraheta. Right, that's why we need to do it. Now, at the end of last week's sugya, we saw that the pshat in the Mishnah is a special takana of Rabbi Yochanan. Shelo yeh kol echad v'olech v'tokip v'talitov shel chaveru v'lo mashalihu. Right, it's a special takana of Chachamim. Here we have a third havana in what the shvua of the Mishnah is. It's also the din of Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa. Yeah, another suggestion. And by the way, just obviously the critical difference between Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa and the other pshatim is according to Rabbi Chiya, the shvua is a shvua deoraisa. Maidim Mixas is a shvur that is obligated by the Torah Midoraisa, right? Which Lachaira here we're going to have to say, right? I don't want to get into this now, that if it's a shvur Doraisa, Lachaira we're going to have to say that it's a shvur Saniftorim, right? Like all shvurs Doraisa, right? How is that true? Because, yeah, because he's got a tefisa and he's making a shvur that he's keeping, right? Yeah, right, okay? But Lachaira over here comes that it's a shvur Doraisa. Okay, Now, that's the point. So there's two parts to this sugar, Rabbi Sai, right? One is the etzem din of Rav Chiya. What is the din of the etzem din of Rav Chiya? Right? Rav Chiya says, "Mani b'yad chavalam eloha yudvar ma'ilam and the eidim chapim." So it says Rav Chiya, you have to make a shvus ma'idim and mix us from a kal v'chomer. Okay? Now, part two is, do I have a raya from the Mishnah? Now the ikkar of this sugya is going to be focusing on Rav Chiya Kamaisa. This is what the whole Amud is going over here. Is his kal v'chomer good? Is it not good? Right? That's what we're going to be discussing. The etzem din of Rav Chiya. Okay? At the end of the sugya will go back and discuss. Even if Rav Chiya in din is true, yeah. Even if Rav Chiya in din is true, is our Mishnah a raya? Is it yisoid the Rav Chiya's din? That's part two of the sugya, right? Okay. So now what we're doing, now what the Gemara is going to immediately do is we're going to start discussing the etzem din of Rav Chiya. Okay. Is it true? Is Rav Chiya's chiddush true? Right. Is Rav Chiya's chiddush true that there's moed of even when he denied everything and was chapped by Eden? Yeah. Okay. Right. That's the etzem the ikra of the sugya. Okay. Yeah. Are we together? All right. So now, first of all, what's the Gemara? What's the Gemara now going to do? The Gemara now is going to explain to you that etzem is going to flesh out where Rav Chiya is coming from. And now, says the Gemara. What does Rav Chiya mean when he says, Rashi says, what does that mean? Right? Why would I think, says Rashi, right? Why would I think that if he's chapped by the Eidim, right, he shouldn't get a shvuah, that I need a kal v'chomer to tell me that he does indeed have a shvuah. Where are we coming from? What's the chiddush of Rav Chiya? Right? Why would I not think, right? L'chora, he's like gara me'amoydim mixas. What is the havana, right, that I would need to think, that I would think that Hitaka doesn't make a shvuah, and that comes real, no, but yechob a kal v'chomer, and that's now going to be machadish to me, that no, Hitaka does have a shvuah, right? That's what the Gemara wants to be menateach, right? Yeah, okay.
Wouldn't you anyways need the limit?
What? No, but this is exactly no.
Just because he's low gara is also
subject. Yeah, yeah. Why not? That's exactly mehechitaisi, right? That's what Rashi's coming from. Okay. And this is what the whole Gemara is going to build now. And now we're going to say, we're going to build, what is the Shvur of Moed HaBemikzas? This is Rabbah. This is the Aleph Beis of Moed HaBemikzas. Rabbah's Opgetaych of Moed HaBemikzas. This is like Kama Makom, it's the Shazi Heim, Bapa Kama, it's in Ksubas, it's all over the place. That Rabbah is the Hezbeh in Moed HaBemikzas, right? And we're going to see over here that there's actually differences in the Rishonim, how to understand this build of Rabbah, right? We're going to focus first on Rashi, we'll see Tosfos, right? There's different ways to understand, right, of what Rabbah's building over here. And now we're going to be menateach Rabbah. We're going to see how Rashi understands it, right? And then we're going to go and say, so Meila, and from how you understand what Moed HaBemikzas Be'etzem is, Rashi will explain to us why you needed the Kal V'Chomer. Why do you need the Chiddush of Rav Chiya, right? So let's see. So now it says, Da'ama Rabbah, Mipnei Ma Amra Torah Moed HaBemikzas Satayni Yishava. Why does the Torah say Moed HaBemikzas Satayni Yishava? Now, off the bat, right? Rashi says, what's the upshot in this question? When Rabbah says, why does the Torah say Moed HaBemikzas Yishava? Is this Madua? Manishtana? It's like a Shaila, you know, Shaila's Tinoik, right? Shaila's Tam, right? Why did the Torah come up with an idea of Moed HaBemikzas? No, Rashi says, Yesh po shinaim la Shaila Azot, right? No, it's a Kasha, it's a Kasha. Rabbah's asking a Kasha, he's not asking a Madua, he's asking Kasheli, why, right? Yeah? Now, why, look what Rashi says. Why don't you consider him a Meshav Aveda? In other words, Rabbah's asking a kasha. Yeah? Why is this guy not a Meshav Aveda? Right? Zelo madua. Right? The kasha. Ve'im taima. Right? Yeah? That's what Rabbah's coming to say over here. Right? Okay? Why isn't he a Kameshav Aveda? Now, says the Gemara, why? Because Eino Domeis Panav Bifnei Baal Choyvoy. Sorry, Chazaka Eino Domeis Panav Bifnei Baal Choyvoy. Because you have a Chazaka, that person is a Meis Panav Bifnei Baal Choyvoy. Right? So now, that's the reason. That's the answer to this first question. Right? Now, what does it mean that he's a Meshav Aveda? Right, so we're going to see there's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos what this means, Meshav Aveda. We'll go with Tosfos first to explain, because Tosfos in a certain way is easier. Look at Tosfos. Mipnei ma amar Torah, Pirush. Yeneman b'migu de'ibai kofer hakol. Oinelef ma'avad lo bai b'imaral. Okay, we won't get too much into Tosfos now. We're going to learn the Tosfos properly. But Tosfos understands, what does it mean, Meshav Aveda? What does it mean, Meshav Aveda? And this is Tosfos in Kol HaShav, so we're going to see this. I forgot to bring the Gemara and Ksubas. Right, okay, is there Ksubas here? These might be Ksubas. Right? Yeah? Okay, alright, okay, fine. Alright, anyway, alright, so now. Tosfos learns that Meshav Aveda means Migu. Right? Okay? So now Tosfos says, why would you think that he doesn't have to make a Shmur? Because when he says, when he says, you owe me £100, and he said, he could have said, La yudroim oilam, la adam, right? And Mamela, he has a migu, when he says, no, I owe you 50, believe me that I only owe you 50, because if I wanted to lie, I could have said, I don't owe you anything. Yeah? Right, okay? That's what I could have said. Okay? Oh. Now. That's a migu. So Rabbah's shaila is, why does the Torah not say that he's believed when he says, I only owe you 50, he's moedu b'mikzas, and I don't have to make a shuvah? Migu that he could have said la'adam. Right? That's how Tosfos learns what the shayla is. What's the answer? Chazaka eino domeis panav lifnei baal choyvoy. No, he does not have a migu. Right? Because this is a migu de ha'aza. Right? A person would not be so brazen to say a person did him a favor, lent him money, and then when he claims the money, he says, "I don't know who you are." Miata bichlal, right? Yeah, that's as the oilam would say nowadays. That's deep, right? Yeah, yeah. Lo simkaze. Yeah. By me, we say zemi dashen alavi, right? Yeah, right. Who are you? Yeah, I don't know. I'm a kiyotcha, right? Yeah. So you don't say that, right? People don't do things like that, right? Okay, now.
That goes as far as to We've got two Swaras coming against you. It's Meshaveh versus Megiddo.
No, that's what we're saying. This is the answer. He doesn't have a Megiddo. Right, Chazakein Adomei's Panav Nebal Chovay. So your shayla according to Tosis is right. Why doesn't he have a migu that he could have said lahadam? No, because he doesn't have a migu. Because he wouldn't have said lahadam. Because a person in nafshit, right, can't do such a thing. He can't do that. A person wouldn't do that. Now, this is where's the lashon of Meshi Veda coming from? By the way, yeah, this is a Gemara in Ksubas, right? This is what Tosis references. This everyone brings it. Everyone got a Gemara in Ksubas, right? Here we got one here. Yeshanapul.
It's the same
sugya. Yeah, the sugya on Yud Ches. It's the one that Tosis is referencing. The Gemara over there is talking about that if someone comes to the sons of his Baal Chai, yeah, okay, all right. And the Gemara, and he says, and then he does a Moed HaMitzvah, is he Chayav HaShvuah? So there, the Gemara says, there's no Chayav HaShvuah, right? Why? Yeah? Because it says, and it brings Rabba. I'm a Rabba. Mipnei Pam Rotor Moed HaMitzvah Satani Shabbat, Chazak and Adam Beis Vav Lekvei Ba'a Choyvai, Ba'atikul Ba'a Dina Kafrei, Ba'a Dina Kafrei, Mishum Dein Adam Meis Panav. Yeah? It's no difference to him, no difference to his son. He also wouldn't deny to his son. That's what Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds. And therefore, he's not called a Meshav Eda. You've seen the Gemara. The reason why he's might be called a Meshav Eda, right? Yeah? Says the Gemara, no, he's not called a Meshav Eda. And Rabban and Savri, who deigne meis alba benov meis? And midilah has a Meshav Eda haven, right? So the Chachamim say, no, he is, to the son, he is called a Meshav Eda. And we hold like Chachamim, yeah? So to the, if by Moed HaMitzvah to his son, he's not obligated because he's called a Meshav Eda. So this Lashon of Meshav Eda comes from the Gemara, yeah? Now Tosfos all in the Shas, the whole Shas. Whenever he sees Meshav Veda, he says, "What does it mean Meshav Veda? Migu, right? That's what Tosfos says, right? What's made Meshav Veda? What's made Migu, right? Yeah. So Tosfos over here also explains why would you think that he doesn't have to make a Shvuah? Because he's like a Meshav Veda. What's made to Meshav Veda? He's a Migu. He could have said Lahadam. Says the Gemara. Now let's read Rabba inside. Yeah. The Chazaka ain't other may is pun of lifnei by choyvoy. No, he doesn't do that. V'haybekule by the nachvrei. Be'etzem, he wants to deny the whole thing. V'hadol ha'kafrei mishum dein adam meis panav. Yeah, because he's meis panav. Yeah, okay? Now, all right. Rashi says that he's kemesh of aveda. Now, Rabbosai, it's mukubal in the Olam Yeshivas, right, that Rashi argues on Tosfos, and Rashi does not learn that mesh of aveda means migul. Rashi, af pan v'ashas lo'omer, means. Now let's just look at on our case. If it's Bertin, if you read Rashi carefully on Daf Dalet, right? On Daf Dalet is another case of Meshav Aveda over there. It's Mavoy, it's Meduyak in Rashi over there. He also doesn't hold that it's a Migu, right? If you read Rashi carefully. Yeah. Now what's the case over there? Slime dinari. Yeah. What's made slime dinari? Right. So there's a shtar. Yeah. That says, for those of us that have learned this in the Bechias, right? Yeah. So the case over there is talking about someone takes a shtar that says, you owe me slaim, you owe me monies, right? You owe me monies, right? Yeah. That's what it says. How much? Look at two, right? So now. So Malva Omechamesh, Lova Meshalosh. Reb Shimon Amelazah holds, Vahaydo, Mixas a tiny shava. Reb Shimon Ben Elazar holds, right? No, so he's a Moed of a Mixas, right? The guy said five, he says three, he's a Moed of a Mixas. What does Rabbi Akiva say? Ein ela kemeshiv aveda v'pata. No, he's a meshiv aveda. Yeah? No, he's a meshiv aveda. Now, why is he a meshiv aveda? He's pater from a matzav of Moed HaMitzvahs. Look what Rashi says. Midahavale lemei mashtayim v'ashtam meseyoi. Let's say, he could have said two. He couldn't have not said two. He has to say at least two. He goes into why? Because the shtar says, Slaim. Right? Slaim. Are you manis? Right, yeah. So he has to say at least two. Now, what happens if he would have said two? Says Rashi, he would have been believed. Why? Because the shtar says like him, right? Miut Rabim Shtayim. If it was more than two, he should have written it in the shtar. It's mashma. The kapshut mashmas of the shtar is that he owes him two. So if he says two, he's going with the shtar, yeah. And he definitely would have won, yeah. That's what Rashi says, yeah. So now, what happens when he says no three? Right. So says Rashi, ah. So now he's offered more than what he could have got, said and gone away with it, right? Yeah? That's why it makes him a Meshav Aveda, right? Let's have a look, yeah? Midahavre le mei shtayim, v'shtah meseyeyo, kivendolay pirash, says Rashi, nikarim hadvarim sheshnayim hayu. Because it didn't say, it's nikarim that it's two. Lekach loy hutzrich lefarish, that's why he doesn't say, it doesn't have to say, the miyotzlayim beis. V'kivendama gimel, meshav avedahu. V'chachamim patras ha meshav avedah min ha-shua. D'tznan ha-moitzi metziah lo yishava. Now says Rashi, and so what that is a meshav avedah? Says, v'chachamim patra the meshav avedah from ha-shua. A meshav avedah doesn't have to make a shua. And he references the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin says, no, if let's say I come and I return your Aveda, you know, I return your Aveda, I return your wallet, I find your wallet. I find Sam's wallet. It says Sam Green, give his wallet, right? And it says, hey, I had £100 in this wallet, there's 50. Make me a shvur that you didn't take 50. Right? So the commissioner over there says, I'm potter for making that shvur, mepnei tikkun ha'olam. Mepnei tikkun ha'olam. Why? Yeah? Why? Yeah? Because otherwise I'm never going to turn Aveda. That won't make shvurs. You know what I'm going to tell for it, yeah? So just I'm not getting involved. Right? So now, let's read the Rashi carefully. If Rashi holds the Meshav Aveda is Migu, again, you see it's right. Why do you have to go to the Mishnah Gittin and say, ah, hey, look, it's a Meshav Aveda. Hey, a Meshav is part of Shua. But look, what we're showing, we're taking an oil on. Say, it's not Migu. Right? Say, Taki Yashar. Right? Yeah? We have to reference it. Other Rabbi, by the way, the Rashba and others ask on Rashi, right? Why are you referencing the Gemara in Gittin, right? The Mishnah in Gittin, right? The Rashba asks here, Behedia. He also learns, it's Maduk in the Rashba, that, at least over here, we'll have to see when we learn the Sugya and Vav, right? But it's Maduk in the Rashba, that he also learns that Meshav Aveda is not a Migu, right? But he has a problem with Rashi. He says, why, Rashi, are you referencing the Gemara in Gittin over there? It says, we pay Tikkun HaOlam. Right? Tikkun HaOlam is a Dirabonim. Right here, we want to use the Svara of Meshav Aveda. Right in Moedim Mixas, Meshav Aveda is a Ptur Deoraisa because Moedim Mixas is a Shvur Deoraisa. What are you saying? Oh, by the way, the Chachamim patted him from a Shvur because already look at the mission over there. We play Tikkun HaOlam. Don't go to that Meshav Aveda. You're right. The Ptur of Meshav Aveda patted him from a Shvur. But that's Derabbanan. Here we're talking on a Deoraisa level. No, Meshav Aveda here's a Ptur Deoraisa. Right? Yeah, it's a Ptur Deoraisa. Again, Mashma in Rashi, right? What Rashi says, he's a Meshav Aveda. You know what? Meshav Aveda has a Ptur from a Shvur. Well, okay, why, right? If it's an Alts Migu, Rashi should say Migu, right? Again, Merumaz, Mudiyak in Rashi, that it's not Alts Migu. Right? So now.
Is there other types of Meshav Aveda?
As opposed to?
Where else could a Rashi bring Meshav Aveda from that? Potom Midoraisa.
Moedim Mitzvah, the Gemara in Ksubos.
Then it's Migu.
So what?
Then it would be a Migu.
No, Rashi learns that's not Migu. Rashi learns. Benoit. What we just read, the Gemara in Ksubos, and Daf Yud Ches. Yeah? There the Gemara says Meshav Aveda. Right? Now, right? Again, Maduik and Rashi, they don't say. Now, the Pnei Yeshua is one of the more of the Haishmaitim. The Pnei Yeshua says, that where's this coming from? Right, Rashi and Tosfos have a machloikas in the Shas. Right, whether do we say migul afturi mishvur, mishvur? Can you use a migul to patter yourself from a shvur? So the sheet of the Rimigash is that you can't. That we don't say migul afturi mishvur. Right, and the Pnei Yeshua says Rashi learns like the Rimigash and holds migul afturi mishvur layam rinon. Right, and Amela Rashi would never say can't say that Meshav Aveda is a migul because you can't use a migul to patter yourself from a shvur. Tosfos he builds in the Ksubos Yud Ches and other places holds that we do say Migul Afturi Mishvur, right? But he's saying here, right, that Lo Yitzur there was a Migul Pati from the Shvur Moedim Mitzvos, yeah? Tosfos holds Migul Afturi Mishvur Amrina, right? So Ameila, the Pnei Yeshua wants to say this is one of the Shroshim of the Machlokes, right, a Rashi and Tosfos, there's perhaps other ways to explain it. This is what the Pnei Yeshua wants to say. Rashi holds that Migul Afturi Mishvur and Amrina. Now let's just remenateach this. Right? Why would you hold Migul Afturi Mishvur and Amrina? And this is going to now be the springboard for us to understanding the oimek of what Rashi's doing over here. Yeah? Why would you say Migul Afturi Mishvur and Amrina? Because if we're going to say, if the Torah requires a shvur, then what that means is, there's something, that there's a drara, there's something that the Torah requires a birur for, and the thing that the Torah wants as a birur is a shvur. It needs a ne'amanus of a shvur so for you to be ma'amin your taina, because we, at the moment, don't believe your taina. Right. Rashi holds, if the Torah requires a shvur, you have to make a shvur. You can't show me another hochacham either. Zilama speak. Right? It's not enough. Right? If the Torah requires a shvur, you can't patter yourself from a requirement of ne'emonus. From the Torah requires a ne'emonus of a shvur. Right? And that's what the Torah requires. Zema shatzich latet. You can't give another hoichacha. I want to patter myself a shvur. Look, I'll show you another ne'emonus. Amigu. No. Migu lafturi mishvur lo yamrinan. Right? Migu is a ne'emonus. An emonus in your taina, like we learned last week. Yeah, it's an emonus in the taina. Right? You want to now put yourself from the neemonus, the requirement of a neemonus of a shvur, with the neemonus of migu, zelo, right? You can't do that. The Torah wants the neemonus of a shvur, tzech lashviya. Right? Yeah? Okay? That's Shitas Rashi. So it just argues. Yeah? Okay, fine. So, if you want to get fancy, you can start thinking about Rabbi Chanan, but Lolachsha, right? Yeah? Okay. Now, But now this brings us to the
what's the shot in a Shavua if you're Tosfos that you're able to be that you're being
so yeah this is we'll talk about it we'll come when we learn Shitas Tosfos, maybe we'll talk about this, but I need to open up Shitas Rashi, right? Now here's the Shaila. The Shaila over here now becomes okay. So we want to say, based on the plain Shua, and it's Meduk and Rashi and Daf Dalet and everywhere in the Shas that he never says Migu, that Mesh Aveda is not a Migu. Right? So the question is, what is it yes? Yeah? And we'll be menatech that question to two, into two. One is, what is the ne'emanus of a Mesh Aveda? And if we're going to say that Rashi holds Migu l'afterim a Shua l'aminon, and that means that the Torah requires an ne'emanus of a Shua, you can't patter yourself with another Hoichach of a Migu. So why would the Mesh Aveda yes be enough? Yeah, that's a deeper question, right? That's a more interesting question, but etzem, yeah? Do you hear that, Rabbi Sai? Right? Rabbotai, anachnu biyachad, b'simcha sateire, right? Again. So, if Rashi holds that a Mesh Aveda isn't a migu, so then we have to ask ourselves two questions. What is the pshat in Mesh Aveda, according to Rashi? What is this? What is it? What is the ne'emanus of a Mesh Aveda? Maze, right? It says, mipnei, why does the Torah make a shvur moed u'mikzas? Well, why isn't he called a Mesh Aveda? And what is a Mesh Aveda? What's the lomdus of a Mesh Aveda? Why would the Mesh Aveda patter you from the shvur over here? What? Why? Right? Yeah? Okay? That's question number one. And question number two is if the whole reason why Rashi holds that it's not a migu, right? It's not a migu. Mesh Aveda isn't a migu. It's because he holds migu lafturi mishvur la'aminan. Dahainu. If the Torah requires a shvur, you cannot patter yourself with a different ne'amanus. Dahainu a migu. Right, yeah? So why, when you're a Mesh Aveda, it will patter you from the shvur? Yeah? What's different about Mesh Aveda that will say tapel ba bayazo? Right, yeah? Okay? Right, yeah, okay? Okay, good. Baru, defenu. Okay, so now. So let's try and explain this, right? And we'll do it in two shlavim. We'll get the general idea, and then I'll tell you, there's always geschmack when you do this. Mashu sheshamati, right? From the Rebbe, Rabbi Asher, sheshama mirabo, sheze Rabbi Nachum, right? Sheshama mirabo, sheze Rabbi Baruch Be, sheze ish mipi ish, lo katuv b'shum sefer. Yeah? What's the pshat in Mesh Aveda? You won't find this written anywhere, right? This is a Masori ish mipi ish, right? Okay? Right, so now, let's just, we'll do this in two shlavim, right? Right? Alright, so, shlav number one. What's the general idea of Mesh Aveda? Right? Torah Shebaal Peh? Yeah, mamash. Yeah. Rav Nochum remembered every word verbatim that he heard from Rav Baruch Beer. You know that?
No.
Yeah. There's a miser that once he was having a machloitis with someone on something that Rav Baruch Beer said, and he says, "Is it Achol Yod Shelosh? I don't remember." Right? It was like, you know, one thing that he racked his brain, and he remembered. He remembered that day he was so sick he couldn't get out of bed. So that was the one day that he didn't go to shir from Rav Baruch Beer, and he got his chaver to tell him over the shir. right? So this, it wasn't sure, did you quote with the words of Rav Ben? That was the only thing, right? Yeah, yeah, right? But everything else, he knew, bidyuk kamilim mila mila, right? Yeah, what Rav Ben said, right? Okay, fine. All right, fine. Anyway, so now, mila kala chavit, what's the general idea of Meshe Aveda? Meshe Aveda means the following thing. Right? Meshe Aveda means that Nikarim hadvarim kedivrei emes. We see that his tiny is emes be'etzen, right? Ba'atzmuto, right? We see in his tiny yashrus and erlichkeit, and that it's dvarim shel emes. His tiny shows us that ba'atzmuto and ve'zelo migu. I'll explain to you what the difference is. With a migu, right? The tiny doesn't have. We don't see in the tiny that it's emes ba'atzmuto. Elo, what I'm telling you, look. I'm saying this taina, believe that my taina is true because I can prove to you that it's a true taina because I could have said something else. Right? Yeah? Meshe Aveda means that we see in his taina that he's saying MS, right? That the matzah shows us that he's umer dvarim amitiim. Right? Yeah? Why? Let's explain this. Yeah? Let's explain this. Right? Let's use it for example. Beno, right, with the Beno, we say that he's called the Meshe Aveda, the Beno of the Balchoy. Yeah? Yeah. Be'etzem, the Ben doesn't know anything. Right? Comes the guy and he says to him, listen, right? I owed your father £100 and I paid him back 50. Right? Yeah? So now, what's the pshat? The pshat is that I have to say that, oh, believe me when I say this, right? Because I could have just said 50, and you wouldn't have known. It's like a hoichacha. No. The whole matzah, atan ra'esh omer emet, because the guy didn't know anything. He comes and he says, by the way, he's offering so much information. Atan ra'esh omer emet, right? You see that he's saying emes, right? It's barur that he's saying emes. As opposed to, like, for example, let's say you one of the migas that we wanted to suggest in the beginning of the masechta was. When I say chatzi sheli, believe me that I could have had a migu of kula sheli. So the guy says the whole talis is mine. Now, when the other guy, when the bar plukta says no, half of it's mine, we see that there's emes there in the taina, but etzem no, he's just been koyfer on his taina, right? Elo, now you want to say but look, avachab. If I said kula sheli, you would have believed me. So believe me now when I say chatzi sheli and give me the half. Aha, yafim od, right? Yeah, Meshe Aveda is a more ekronim raya, right? Which is that nikarim hadvarim shem divrei emes, right? You see that he's saying we see erlichkeit, we see yashrut in what he's saying, right? He didn't have to offer any information, right? He's just coming and he's saying, listen, I owe you. He's essentially saying I owe you 50, right? It seems like yatoreshut tzaddik slaim dinarim. Slaim dinarim. I have a shtar that says that I could get away with just saying two, right? That's the metzias, right? That's the metzias, right? So when he comes and he says, by the way, I owe you three, right? Atorei shu tzadik po, atorei yashrut po, right? That's called, he's like a Meshe Aveda. But what does it mean, a Meshe Aveda? I find my, I found your Aveda, right? I'm coming and I'm offering, I'm going out of my way to give you something that you wouldn't have had without me. Ani ro'eh po erecha, ani ro'eh po tzidkut, right? Now, I want to dig this a little bit deeper, right? And this is where Rav Baruch Beer comes in, right? This is where Rav Baruch Beer comes in. Here's where the oimek of what Meshe Aveda means. Okay? This is the shlav one, but to get, yeah? So the general picture we want to say with Meshe Aveda is that we see that we see yashrus in the tiny, we see the dvarim amitim, as opposed to migu, where we don't see that the tiny is yashrut mitzad atzmo, it's a par of dikataina, right? And what you have a hechafa, right? Yeah? Okay, now, says Rav Baruch Beer, right? Rav Baruch Beer explained like this. Why is it at the end of the day, that a moed of a mixas has to make a shvua? So Tosfos on Daf Dalet says the following thing. Right? Tosfos says that because he was moeder, it's nearer that he's meshake. It makes a drawer in front of our eyes. It makes a chshash. Right? It makes a chshash. Now, what does it mean? It means like this. Malali biyadcha. Right? You owe me 100. The other guy says, no, you owe me 50. I owe you 50. Now, what do we hold in the Maisa? We hold the Maisa that ain't other maize pun of lifnei balchovoi, right? That's what we hold, right? So now, so says Tosfos. Tosfos says that it's nearer that he's Meshakeh. Why? Because when he says to you, you owe me 100, and you say, no, you owe me 50, as ata kvar modeh sheyesh mashu po, right? Yeah, you already are big moed over here that he's not just talking nonsense. Yes, there's a yisoid in his taina, right? You owe him at least 50. And now we make a cheshman over here. We say, well, hold on a minute, right? The guy's not just going to come to you and say he owes you 100 for no reason, right? Yeah, right? You're now admitting that there's something stinks over here, right? Yeah? And we know ain't other maze pun of Nebal Chover, and maybe you're being ishtamuting over here, right? It makes a drora lefanenu. Once you're admitting, you're giving credence to his taina, we see that it's nearer kemashaka. It makes a drora over here, right? Yeah? Now, said Rabbi Bar Bear explains, the yisoid of Meshav Aveda is that it doesn't make a drawer. A taina of Meshav Aveda means that we don't see a drawer lefanenu in this taina at all. We don't see any chashashas in this taina. Zanireh ta'ana nakia. Right? Yeah? Now, right? We don't require anything else from this. Right? So now, what does he mean? Let's say we would go in the Havamina in Rashi, that let's say there wasn't a chazaka. Let's say it's a lohayaka zedava. Because this is the Havamina. Why don't we say it's like a Meshav Aveda? Right? So that means, let's say we don't hold, that we didn't have a Hazaka in other Meshav. People would be mazed. Right? Yeah? So now, when he says, no, I owe you 50. Right? I owe you 50. How would we look at that taina? It makes a chashash in front of us? No. Right? He could have just walked away and said nothing and not been goyrus and shalom. Right? Yeah? Even if he owes him the money. When he says 50, we see po that doesn't make a drawer in front of us, right? That anachnu roim po ta'ana yashira, right? He's saying it's not good, right? That's it. We don't see anything wrong with this taina at all. Not that we have a chazaka in other meis panav lifnei bal chovoy, right? Yeah, and now he's admitting 50. So now we say to ourselves, oh, look at this. This doesn't look very good over here, right? We have a drawer in the taina over here. He could say, he's not going to deny, right? He clearly owed him something, and he's not going to deny. It looks like something's fishy. Why is he saying 100 if he owes me? He's already admitting that half of his taina is good. Something stinks over here. Anachnu rotzim birur, right? Anachnu rotzim birur.
Why is that different
from
the way that he admits us?
I'll explain to you now. I'm coming. I'm getting there slowly, right? Yeah? His words were, this is how I wrote it in my notes, right? Meshav Aveda Dikataina Machnish Kindvorin, right? That's what Rabbi Chaver's words were, apparently. Right? It doesn't make a drawer lefanenu. Right? So if it doesn't make a drawer lefanenu, so like this. Yeah? So now here's the nekuda. Rashi holds. Migu lafturi mishvu alay amrino. What's migu? Migu is the following lomdus. Migu is that be'etzem atabala sot hochacha. You're coming to do a hochacha, right? That your taina is emes. Which means that we hear your taina, right? Your taina isn't enough, right? Your taina isn't enough. Right, we need a hoychacha that your taina is emes. Right, yeah, we need a hoychacha that your taina is emes. Says Rashi, as much as you're being goyres that there's a drora in my taina and you need a hoychacha, mikul afkir mishur lo yamrinon. Right, that's why we need a hoychacha. That's what Tosfos says. Why does the Torah require a shvur on moedim amiksas? Right? Because when you say, because the fact the ma'isa we hold ain't other meis part of lifnei bal chovoy, when you give credence to his taina, that makes chashas lefaneinu, and we need a birur on your taina. The Torah requires a birur on your taina. Something smells. We have a drora over here. It looks like something's fishy over here. Right? You want to say, oh, I'll pata the hechacha, the ne'emana, so you need with something else. No, we don't do that. Right? But lo yitzu we hold ain't other meis part of lifnei bal chovoy. Right? Yeah? So when you said 50, if you were to say 50, that would create no drawer lefanenu in the first place. That means we don't even have a sibah for a shvur in the first place. So we ask the shayla. We have no sibah to be choshesh over here. Right? We ask the shayla, if you hold migul afturim shvur, lo yamrino, because if the Torah requires a ne'amonis, right, so then you need to give the ne'amonis that the Torah requires. Why would Meshav Aveda be different? Because the whole point of the Torah of Meshav Aveda is that we see yashrus in the taina. We don't see a chshash in the taina at all. We don't need any further birur on the taina. So we don't even have a sibah for a shvur. The whole reason why we need the Shavua in the first place is because your taina looks fishy, right? So be ma'amis your taina. You want to be ma'amis your taina with another way? Anachronomic, I believe, right? But over here, if you're a Meshav Aveda means that we don't see a drara in the taina. Anachronorim put krumpo. Other maze panav lifnei bal choyvo, lu yitzu, right? Yeah? And we made it when you say 50, okay, he said 50. He says this, he says that, we don't need the drara, we don't have any over here. Shalom, right? That's it, right? Yeah, that's the omer of what it means in Meshav Aveda, right? So it's not rabbah there. So now comes Rashi and explains like this: Mipnei Ma'am Rotera Moed Amisas Lani Shava. And why isn't he called like a Meshav Aveda? Right? If we didn't have a chazaka in our domes panel, we'll hold that a person would just deny, flat out deny, and just walk away right with nothing. When he turns and offers mitzad atzmo chamishim shulo ya tzarich lasot nikarim divrei emes, he could have just walked away, right? Yeah, you see that he's saying the MS, right? We don't have any chshoshes on such a taina. He shouldn't have to make a shvua. Right? Comes the Gemara and says, no, chazaka ein adameis panav lifnei bal chovo, right? And be'etzem he wants to deny the whole thing, but he won't do that. So now what happens now? Now we have a drora in his taina, like what Tosis says on Daf Dalet, because now he's saying, yesh po yisod l'ta'ana shelcha, right? And if it was true, you wouldn't just deny the whole thing. If you denied the whole thing, I'd actually take that as you're for sure saying the emes, because you wouldn't do that otherwise. But now that you've actually admitted that there's a yisod to his taina, right? Well, now I've got a problem. He's claiming this, you're saying that, let's be ma'amis your taina over here, right? Nirekim ashakin. Right? Yeah, okay? We need a birur on your taina. What birur do we want? We want dafka shvur. Yeah, okay? Alright, now let's go. I've got 5 minutes. Right, I want to finish this last one because it's very important in Russian. Right? Shayad Mayes Panov. Now, look, let's think about the Gemara. Look at carefully, because this is Shlav 2. You're going to see that there's a machlokes Rashi in terms of how to learn these lines. Right? It says the Gemara. Chazaka Einad Mayes Panov lifnei bal choyvoy. Vaha bakula baidin echafrei. But etzem, he wants to deny the whole thing, says the Gemara. V'haydel ha-kafrei, mishum de'ein ha-demeis panov. Why doesn't he deny? Because ein ha-demeis panov. Right? So etzem, he wants to deny the whole thing. Yeah? Now, then the Gemara says, v'haydel ha-demeis panov. And now he wants to admit the whole thing. V'haydel ha-demeis shtamud dihu dekam shtamid. But I don't understand. You say, does he want to deny? Does he want to admit? How do you read that line? The Gemara says Betzim wants to deny, but he can't because he's ein adameis panav. Everyone wants to admit the whole thing. What is he schizophrenic? Like, what's going on over here? Does he want to deny? Does he want to admit? How do you read that line? Right? Yeah. How do you read those words? Right? Does he want to deny? Does he want to admit? Right. Yeah. It's a schizophrenic, you say, right? So. Look what Rashi says over here. If he should sign a higher moida bakuloi, Elisha ain't be other lifro of a sava ad the havelizuzi parinale. Rashi says that this is now Shlav 2, right? First of all, why isn't he like a Meshav Aveda? Because Chazaka ain't other Mesh Panam. And Be'etzim he would like to deny a holy, but he can't do that. Now, comes Rabbah, now asks the Kasha, says Rashi, so he's a Kafran, right? So what's the point of making him make a Shvua? He's going to lie. Well, Kafran, right? Yeah? What's the point of making him? Why don't we say, Migudu Chashe Lema, Chashe? You're telling me that Be'etzem, the whole reason why you're saying is because the reason why I said 50 was Be'etzem is Ein Adam Meis Panav, but Be'etzem he wants to deny the whole thing. He wants to lie, right? Yeah? Hotzel Shakir, right? But it's Migud can't let him do that. But Be'etzem Hotzel Shakir. So why am I making him a Shua? Why don't we say, Migudu Chashe Lema, Chashe Shua? So your whole time is that maybe he's denying half of the money, right? So he's a liar on half the money, right? So say, Migudu Chashe Lema, Chashe Shua, right? Yeah? That's the shaila that we have over here, right? On this comes and says, Rava, No. You're right. He wanted to deny it, right? Yeah, but he didn't want to deny it that he's never going to pay him. He's not chashed amamana, right? Yeah. When we say he wanted to deny, right? He didn't want to deny flat out, and I'm never going to pay you ever again, right? But he'd like to admit that he wants to pay him eventually. He's not kafran mamash, he's not really chashed amamana. Chashed amamana means that I say, lo yudvar me'olam, lech l'shalom, you're never going to see that money again. That's not what his kavanah was. His kavanah was that, no, really, I'd like to pay you the money, but I can't right now because I don't have money, so I'm just going to deny it for now, right? So I'm not really a chashed amamana, Right? Yeah? Okay? So now, look, that's how you read that. Yeah? Okay? Right? That is Pshat in Rava. Yeah? Now, right? That is Pshat in Rava. Now, comes the Oisveh, right? Yeah? And here's where Reb Chiya's Chiddush comes in. What's Reb Chiya's Chiddush? Aval ha'odas eidim delay kalamei mahachiyei melokha mashmelan. Right? Kavachoyimeh. Yeah? Now, what does this mean? Look at Rashi. Yeah? Delay kalamei mahachi, sharei kafar bekulo. Right? Here says Rabbah, and here's the Mahichitesi. Now we're coming back to the Mahichitesi in Rashi. Why would you think not like that? Yeah? So now says Rashi, because no, your whole reason for giving him a shvuah is because you're saying, really he's not chashad amamana, even though he's denying the money, because really he wants to admit, but he's trying to get away with it. But this guy, he lied. He mamash lied. Right? Who made his palav? Right? He's a chashad amamana. The only reason why he's even admitting anything is because the Eidim called him out. Right? Yeah? So here, maybe now you should say, over here you should say, no, mibid chashad amamana chashad ashvusa. Right? He's takach a kafran. Right? He's a kafran. Don't give him a shua. Comes Reb Chiya and says, a bomb chidush rabbi say. Right? He says, no. Kavah chomer. If his own piv obligates him a shvua, so the Eidim, we know it, the Eidim is the biggest thing in the Torah. It can't be that Eidim obligate him less than what his piv would be. Yeah? Okay. Now, what's the shayla hamisbakeshes on this, Rav Oisai? Yeah? I know I'm going overtime, but it's an Eisara, right? And I can't cut off over here. Because it's the shayla hamisbakeshes. The Ramban asks this question on Rashi. Yeah? Yeah, he didn't put the Ramban in the Mormon comments. Yeah, right. What does the Ramban ask on Rashi? The Ramban says, Ribono Shel Olam, Yafeh Me'od, why on earth does a Kal V'Chomer help you? You're telling me he's a chashad amamana, right? You're telling me he's a liar, right? So, Shelo Yetah Alas Piv, because I'm Mahal Asay, Chobah Kal V'Chomer. So you have to give him that. For what? To do what? He's going to lie. Like what? Why would you do that? Right? What does the Kal V'Chomer now tell you to give him a Shmur? Right? He's a Chashad Amamana. Right? Yeah? Do you hear? No? That's the Shelah Shel Ramban. Right? Shelah Mitbakeshet. Right? Do you hear the Shayla? To push the Shayla. Oh, right, yeah. So you have to see the Ramban has a different pshat in the Gemara or with Rashi because of this. Yeah, Ramban veers away from Rashi because of this shayla, right? Yeah, and kum da achreinim, the Nachles Dovid, the Nandas, right? And they want to say, what does Rashi mean? Right? What does Rashi mean? Should we save this for Thursday?
No.
Right. So the Ramban says, no, it's got to be. The Ramban says from this kasha, he says, I don't agree with Rashi Pshat. What's the Kal V'Chomer? It's not the Kal V'Chomer. You see, he's a chashad amamana and Mamela Kal V'Chomer. Says no, the Kal V'Chomer is like this. The Kal V'Chomer is this guy was maize. It's that guy was chazaka in other maize pun of lefir achover. This guy did it, right? He mamash did it. He was quiet with the Eidim, right? So Kol Shekain, it must be that he forgot, right? He's not a chashad amamana, right? Yeah, he forgot, right? Or he was just cheesed off with the guy. He's also ishtamuti. Kavu choyme, he's ishtamuti. If this guy, if another makes fun of me about choyvoy, and this guy taka denied it, kavu choyme, he must be ishtamuti, right? Kavu choyme must be, because Ari, he was mayiz, right? He's taka mayiz, right? Why was he doing it? Because he forgot, right? He was ishtamuti because he was cheesed off with the guy, because he really holds that he owes 50, right? Are you telling me 100? 100? You tell me are you 100? I lo chayv lecha klum, right? You know, like these Israelis, right? You know? Yeah, you tell me mea? Get out of my face, right? It was a mashdani b'cha because he was annoyed with him, right? Yeah, but for sure he's telling the emes, right? Yeah, because haray, he was meis, right? Yeah, that's how the Ramban learns it, right? Okay. So now, what do you have to say in Rashi? So the Achronim say the Nachmas David speaks this out and others, right? But that Rashi learns that Kal V'Chomer is not svara, right? It's not pshat that you say Kal V'Chomer if this is the master Kal V'Chomer over there. No. Kal V'Chomer is, for those of us that come to Shachar sometime, it's one of the Yud Gimel Midas Shatara Nidreshes Behem, right? Kal V'Chomer is a drosha, right? Kal V'Chomer is a drosha, right? Now, what's a legitimate pircha on a Kal V'Chomer? Right? A legitimate pircha on the Kal V'Chomer is the Kal V'Chomer is wrong. No, and that's what the whole Gemara is going to do over here, right? Yeah, the whole Gemara is going to make questions on the Kal V'Chomer. No, Edim isn't more chamur than Hadas Piv, because there's a case where Hadas Piv is the parsha of Hadas Piv is more chamur than Edim. That's a legitimate kasha on the Kal V'Chomer. Right, but you don't ask on the Kal V'Chomer. You don't ask on the Kal V'Chomer that the svara is within the Kal V'Chomer. The parshias don't make sense. Right? No. The Kal V'Chomer is a midah shatara nidreshes behem. Right? Yeah. So here's the bull. So the Nachas Tavis is the pshat in Rashi is if hadas piv obligates and Edim is a more chomer parsha. So vice dois must be Kal V'Chomer that you're obligated to make a shvuah, right? What do you have to say? I by Izahuchzak Kafran. No. So you have to go work backwards and you have to say, no, vice dois, the Torah is being Megala to you, that he's also Ishtamutin, right? But saying he was also gonna pay him back. You only caught him out with Edim, but the Kal V'Chomer obligates you that you have to be mafarish the situation that he was also only Ishtamutin. When he was caught out, even though he had got caught out by Edim, he would have paid him back anyway. You have to be mafarish it like that. What forces me to look at it with those goggles? Because the Kal V'Chomer obligates me to say that it must be that he's going to make a shvuah. I bet he's a chashad mamona. No, it must be that he's not a chashad mamona. I bet he was chukzak kafran. No, it must be that he would have. It must be that he was going to pay him back anyway. He was just trying to buy some time as well. Right? That's how the Nachas Tavis explains it. Okay, I think that's enough for today. Right? Well, if there are any needs, we'll chaza over that on Thursday as well. Right? But the ikka thing that you have to understand over here at this point in Rabbah, and we're going to work on Tosfos now. We're going to see how he learns this. Is that there's kama shlavim? Yeah. Why do we need the Kal V'Chomer? What's the etzem kasha of Rava? Mipnei ma? Why isn't he like a Meshav Veda? Rashi, Meshav Veda, Tosfos Migu. Right? Then there's and the answer to that is. Then the Gemara says, that's a shlav 2 in the build of Moed V'Mikzas in Rabbah, right? What's the shlagi over there? Rashi knows Midu Chashad Amamana, right? Comes the Midu Chashad Amamana, the answer to that is Ishtamutim. And now I build the Kal V'Chomer from that afterwards, right? Yeah, that's the build in Rabbah, right? Okay, right. So we wanted to explain what's a Meshav Veda according to Rashi. What is the build, right? And then we had the Shaila from the Ramban on the Kal V'Chomer that we build out. So I want to finish that. We'll start Tosfos and then we'll start working through the sugya and looking at the Pirchus and the Kal V'Chomer. Okay.